Let's go on here to Renee. Hi, Renee.
Hi, Dr. Wright. Can you hear me?
Yes, sure can.
Oh, okay, great. I have a 24-year-old son, and he is on testosterone replacement therapy. And he's had severe anxiety and depression his entire life, and he's receiving tremendous life-changing benefit from the testosterone. He was able to come off of clonazepam and hydroxyzine just by the testosterone therapy. So he's finally doing well. He has good mental clarity. He's finally enjoying his life. Has no symptoms of getting too much testosterone. But his doctors are now uncomfortable with his levels, and they want to lower his dose by 75%.
Oy vey, at 25 years age? Okay, I hear you.
He's 24 years old, yes. When he was 19, his body was only making about 200 milligrams of testosterone. So it was well below the normal range when he was 19. And he's always had adrenal issues. He wasn't making enough cortisol, and so he seems to need the replacement testosterone. But he feels best when his levels are at the top of the range or even above the range, and the doctors are getting uncomfortable with those numbers, and so they've asked us to get a second opinion on it. And so I thought, well, who better to ask than you about this? So,
well, that's very kind of you, ma'am.
Are there problems with having his levels at the top of the range or above the range?
There can be, but one can guard against them. The main problem is that some men, and it is a minority, but it is known to happen, if their testosterone is at that level, their blood count will start going up. And you've heard me ramble on about thick blood. Thick blood puts you at greater risk for heart attack and stroke, and we don't want that. So one can monitor that fairly simply with a CBC, thing called a complete blood count. Now, most of us guys, though, hey, we need to be donating blood. Why? Because a man's blood is just by nature thicker than a woman's, because we don't have menstrual periods and, in a manner of speaking, donate blood once a month. And male blood is by nature more abrasive. We just don't want to make it any extra abrasive. But
right.
One can also donate blood from time to time and keep ourselves out of trouble. Now, that is the major problem of, quote, too much testosterone, unquote. The other thing, though, is if there's any sign of type 2 diabetes in the family, or sometimes it happens and we don't know that we have this tendency, that testosterone can turn into too much estrogen, and we want to guard against that, too. Now, I rather doubt that he has been checked for too much estrogen. If he has, that's cool, but you can't do it with a blood test because certain estrogens cannot be measured in blood. It's a technical thing. You've got to do it with a urine test. Sorry, but it seems like he needs a second opinion from a trauma physician who knows what they're doing with these hormones, ma'am.
What type of urine test is that for? Because we do check estrogen with the blood test, but
and that's a real shame. Okay, it's called the sex steroid analysis. It's done at Meridian Valley Laboratory. That's a technical title for it, sex steroid analysis. It measures testosterone, certain testosterone metabolites, but it also checks all the major estrogens. And I wish that doctors would have learned what Dr. Longcope taught us in 1976 and published in a medical journal, that one of the major estrogens, there's three major ones, and one of those called estriol, which happens to be the only anti-carcinogenic estrogen, has a half-life in blood of, no kidding, Dr. Longcope used radioactive tracers for this, 8 minutes to a minute to 2 minutes. So most of the time, there's no estriol in the blood is the point. And if you can't measure the major anti-carcinogenic estrogen, you're not doing too sharp, because that anti-carcinogenic estrogen, it actually contacts estrogen receptor beta and helps to prevent prostate cancer. And guess what? Us guys have got estrogen receptor beta, no kidding, on our prostate glands. So anyway, they need somebody's needed who knows what they're doing with the hormones, ma'am.
Yeah, okay. Sounds like it. They keep talking about that they're concerned about the high levels will burn out his adrenal glands, which his adrenal glands weren't doing too well before the testosterone.
Well, let's go to the cause of this, ma'am. Let's try to tell me if you've heard anything about the cause of this. Now, look at all the adrenal hormones ultimately come from pregnenolone and then progesterone, and then they're turned into every adrenal hormone. But guess what? Testosterone and estrogen come from there, too. So I would be wondering, Does this guy have some kind of a genetic problem with making enough pregnenolone, and therefore he can't make progesterone, which is made in male adrenal glands, not just female ovaries, and that should turn into. So if he's had both adrenal and he has had testicular problems, then the problem may not be what we think it is. It may be that there's some problem with the very initial step in the formation of all the steroids, and I bet you that hasn't been investigated either.
Right. Well, he does tend to have low cholesterol, which I know the pregnenolone comes from the cholesterol, I think, originally. Is that correct?
I'd have to look that one up, ma'am. I don't pay much attention to cholesterol. I'm in favor of blood donation instead because it works so well. So, but I'll look it up.
Right. Well, I had heard before that your hormones are originally made from your cholesterol. So, mm-hmm. And then if your cholesterol is too low, then you can't make your hormones. So that's where I was going with that. But
well, that's a good place to think about, ma'am. I'm not criticizing at all. You're thinking.
Right. So if he's not having any negative symptoms of too much testosterone, then paying attention to the ranges is not that important.
Well, remember, even at his age, if his blood is thicker than the upper end of the thickness for a menstruating woman, and that's a hematocrit of 42 to 43, if his own hematocrit is higher than that, he still is risking the typical higher than women's risk of heart attack and stroke when one is younger.
Right. We do watch that. We do blood tests regularly. And one time in the last year and a half, he had to donate blood to get his
There you go.
Down,
good for you. You're watching.
Other times it's been fine. Right. His doctor is also saying it could affect fertility if he's having upper end of the range testosterone levels. So that's something that they were concerned about, which he is not very concerned about that because without the testosterone, he's so depressed he doesn't leave the house. So
gotcha. Well, ma'am, we've got a top of the hour thing coming up here.
Okay.
Please see if he can get in to see a Tahoma physician. We discuss these things at Wednesday meetings. If any of the doctors have any questions, every Wednesday we discuss cases.
Oh, okay. And a doctor can join you?
Oh, it's if they call up in advance, but all the Tahoma doctors discuss cases, I should have said.